Hello, my name is Sahana, and I'm Hindu. In Hinduism, some people follow a naming ceremony, where a pandit helps us choose the first letter of our middle name based on the date and time when we are supposed to be born. Pandits, who are like priests, have studied a special part of Hindu history, and they use a bit of Sanskrit, which is an ancient language from India. My full name is Sahana Pavai Maraya Gobind, which sometimes feel like it's excessive, but Sahana in Sanskrit means powerful, strong, and enduring, from a Kannan word meaning patience. Pavai is an Indian name that was guided by my family. And the pandit, in Sanskrit, it means beautiful girl. And it's a very unique name because my family just added on to the P and the start of my name that the pandit chose. Pavai is a very unique name and not many people have it. Maraya was not even supposed to be in my name at all, but my dad decided to add it in anyways. So Sahana Pavai Gobind was supposed to be my full name, but my dad felt that something was missing, so he added Maraya last minute. Maraya was my great-great-grandmother's name, and my dad felt that the name suited me perfectly. Gobind is my last name, and it's a variation of Gobind, Gobinda, and Govinda, which are all gods from India. I disliked my full name growing up because I felt like I did not fit in with other kids. When more common Canadian names like Sarah, Stacy, Maria, and Sophia, I decided to shorten my name to Sa for a while. But then I didn't like how people would call me the nickname that my family calls me. So I went back to my original name, Sahana. It took me 2 months to recognize that my name is beautiful and that I should embrace my name because it shows who I am and who I am as Hindu. Sometimes I wish I had a different name, like one for people to spell it easier. When I first tell people my name, they spell it like S-H-A-N-A and forget a letter. Or add too many letters to it and it makes my name a lot more complicated than it is. It gets annoying, but I learned that everyone makes mistakes and as long as they get it right and then it's okay. Close friends and family call me a bunch of different names, like Sa, Sasa, and Mutu, which my mom calls me. She always gives me funny name based on words she hears. For example, Mutu came from the movie Madagascar, where in one scene a hippo said Motu likes you, and after we watched the movie, the name kind of stuck. And I love how creative my nicknames are. Thank you for listening to my name story.